Okay, welcome to the Daniel Town Planning Commission meeting. This is Wednesday, January 17th, 2024, 7 p.m. Wasatch County Services Building, 55 South 500 East in Houston, Utah. First item on the agenda is public comments. Do we have anyone that would like to make comments? Okay, don't see any. Item number two, we held a public hearing last month for conditional use permit for Fullbordies. Unfortunately, the letter that went out to the neighbors had the wrong date on it. And so we had people show up for the meeting on Thursday after we'd had the meeting on Wednesday. So after consulting with the town attorneys, we will now hold that public hearing next month. We would have done it today, but Chip wanted to ski rather than come to a planning meeting for some reason.
Cool.
So he said he was going to be in Tahoe this week, so it was fine if we do it next month. So.
It's been noticed and the letters have gone out, just so you know.
Okay, great. So that will be happening next time?
Did the attorney explain what is the method of process in case we need to undo the vote that we did approving before?
Yeah, we're basically holding the meeting over again.
We're starting all over now.
Yeah, which we felt like was the best thing to do. The attorney said we could just leave it because there was enough notice. We could leave the decision as it was, but we felt like that wasn't the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we need to hear from the neighbors.
Yeah. So that will happen next month.
Okay.
Okay, let's move to item three, which is Nephi's sign proposal, which is in your packet.
There's also an email from Blake. Just in reference to that I just got this afternoon. So.
Yeah, Blake's was more an engineering thing.
Yeah, it was structure.
Which I think the structure is pretty well defined.
How much street frontage is there?
It's a great question. I don't know.
That's a good question. And as I read through, as I was telling Eric, he's like, well, it's in this code here. Tell it by a sign. I read a couple paragraphs. I'm like, I don't know what this is. So this is some material I have that I can make this, the structure out of. And so the size I have. And so I don't know what the size requirement is. So
I've got it right here. The requirement's 200 feet. That's why I was asking how much is there on the property of street frontage.
Where do we look that up? I don't know. I don't have my plans with me. But
yeah, and you got two. You have two frontages too.
Yeah. So I do have over that on Little Sweden frontage, and then highway frontage will be less. I don't know if it's 200 feet.
I don't think we can use the Little Sweden frontage as highway frontage.
Right.
Because that's not.
Well, that's not where I want to put the sign. I don't want to put the sign on Little Sweden, obviously.
The way I read it, so you could have two signs because of the two frontages, but yeah, I think we'd prefer if it was on highway.
I don't want any signage on Little Sweden at all, so.
Okay, that's something we need to know before we can make a decision, so.
Okay.
I haven't gotten to height and size requirements, that kind of stuff yet.
I can go to Google Maps and it's like, okay,
so
that's about that much.
For each additional tenant, an additional 2 feet in height may be added to a maximum height of 25 feet.
Yeah. So, how tall? 27. Okay, so I'm over height there.
Yeah, so you've got to be 20, and that would be at the top of your little roof slope.
Right, the top, the highest point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be 25. Okay. Can you have another pen? You can actually write
sure.
A couple notes down. Thanks. I don't want to write this down.
Try hearing the code.
Yeah. I just start sleeping.
You want your picture, Nephi, and you can just
Oh, yeah.
Scribble out.
Thanks. Do you need that at all?
They've got a few versions of it up here.
Thanks. So 25 at the highest point. Okay, that's fine.
And you have to have 200 feet of frontage.
Okay, for that to happen. I don't know how many feet. I guess if I, you know, we can go back and I get that. And then do what, how do I don't need this sign like right now. This is just my first proposal too. I don't need like, hey, I need a permit right now for it. So this is just kind of like what I'm trying to determine.
And I don't have a problem with the look of the sign. We just need to make sure it fits.
So
there's also something about square footage of the sign that you'll want to check.
So what, explain to me that. I read.
So I'm in section 8.26.09.
0.26609?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, 8.26.09. It's all in that section.
Okay.
So the road frontage, the sign area, square feet, and it says what it takes to get it bigger than that, things like that.
Okay.
You know, maximum size of the font that you're using. There's a whole bunch of things in there. So.
You know, that's the purpose of me coming here. So what? So I guess number one, we need to find out if I have at least 200. If I have less than 200 feet, what do I do with this for a sign?
Can it go on the building? I didn't get quite that far in here. I don't know the answer to that.
I mean, I'm reading in section 8, it talks about minimum street frontage of 50 feet for a parcel that has at least 50 feet of frontage. I'm sure you have at least 50 feet of street frontage,
I presume.
Yeah. So I don't know. I haven't gone through all of this. I mean, I saw this stuff at 3 o'clock today. So
200
feet. I haven't had a chance to get there yet.
Was in number 4 right here. 8.26.09. Starts with acreage.
Yeah, and then if you get down to 8, it talks about monument signs, and then it starts talking about smaller parcels and smaller frontages, and so I don't know.
I feel like
for a monument sign, which wouldn't this be, I feel like this would.
Yeah, the minimum street frontage on B, monument signs are allowed any type parcel, provided that the parcel has at least 50 feet of street frontage.
Yeah, so. My guess is I'm sure we can find some different ways to fit through. We just need to know which section we need to fit within, depending on frontage. I mean, if you got 200, then we're probably going to be easier to fit. But I don't know. I've never looked through this code section before.
Right now. What exactly is a monument sign?
A monument sign to me is like the signs for the mortuary.
Yeah. So they're from the ground up. Then you only need 50 feet of frontage. I think.
Well, that doesn't do any
I
good.
Think a sign right. like yours is falls under the 200 feet, but we'll all have to read a lot closer and make sure that we're doing what's allowed here. So.
Okay.
So anyway, that's the section that you can look it all up in. Page 246, if that helps, is where it starts.
All right. I'll be calling you, Eric, going, what does this mean?
Well, a couple pages prior to that was all the definitions, so hopefully it's in there.
Okay.
When I read through it, I didn't have a sign, so I wasn't really looking to say, does this fit, does this not, so.
Oh, there's a lot of code on signs, good crap.
There is.
I know, yeah. I just,
and it depends.
There's a
whatever
lot.
Whatever you want approved in Canvas.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was harder to get a sign up than it was
than the building.
Yeah.
It was.
I believe it.
Well, that's my purpose of this. I'm hoping you guys understand that code because I can't. So to help me determine what my
we want you to build commercial stuff in our town right there, but we don't want you to advertise.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
That's what I felt like when I did mine.
Sure.
I personally, I don't mind a nice looking sign. I just want to make sure that it's legal here.
Yeah.
So that's all.
Yeah.
To where my lot is kind of a odd shaped lot. If you take my lot is shaped just like a piece of paper here. You just get a 45 degree angle right here and something like that.
That's the highway.
My lot, this is the highway frontage right there.
Yeah.
Right along there. This is exactly how my lot, this is Little Sweden back here.
Mm-hmm.
And my lot, that definitely over 50 feet. I'm probably not 200 feet. So I don't know that footage. So if I'm somewhere in the middle, what does that do to my size? Is it like...
How does your building, I drove by it today.
Can you stick a sign on your building?
I'm thinking that that might even be less expensive.
Yeah,
and less
I can put a sign. I'm planning
because
to put a sign on the building.
You're sitting, as I'm coming up 40,
yeah.
I kind of look at your north end.
Yeah.
Coming into it. So I'm just looking
right.
at it. It's not my job to give you options.
There will
but
be
I'm
a sign.
But I'm wondering if there's signs on there.
What do I have to do to put a sign on that, like on the building? Is there a certain, do I have to go through that process here again to do a sign on the building?
Yeah, that's 826.15 in the wall signs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'd suggest doing it at the same time, but.
Yeah. But I don't have, well, I don't have that into you. I actually have some stuff drawn out, but I didn't get that into you.
That's okay.
So.
Well, we don't have enough information to make a decision, I don't think, tonight anyway.
Okay, so we need...
Well, you know for sure that's too tall.
Right, but we need frontage. What is that? Can you explain to me? So if I'm 50 minimum up to 200, if I'm somewhere in the middle, does that determine like how much frontage I have, the size? If I wanted to do a sign out front, does that determine how much frontage I have of the size of the sign?
Yes.
Do you understand?
So, at least in the monument sign section, if you change from this mm-hmm. over to like a monument style, anything you start adding, it says somewhere, and I was just reading through it, you get, for every foot over 50 feet, you start to pick up some square footage of the size of your sign that you mm-hmm. can do.
Okay.
So I'd have to read through E in that same section a little bit deeper.
Okay.
But I don't think it goes the other way around. Like if you're 150 feet, I don't think you can just shrink this X amount and have it be okay.
Yeah,
you'd
have to switch to a different style.
Have to switch to a monument style.
So I've seen when we talked about monument sign, leaving on Highway 180, like you're going to Provo, Walmart has a monument, in my eyes, a monument mm-hmm. sign. It's big. You know, but it's still out of the ground, has a stone around it, and it's just sticking out of the ground. It's not up on pillars. Is that a definition of a monument sign?
I don't know.
Traffic and a few other things that, I mean, I personally don't like them.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to find somewhere in here where it defines what's a monument.
Because it's high enough that it's not.
They'll say what the view. You guys understand a monument or wait, what they wrote as monument. I don't, that's something that
so
I don't understand.
So a monument sign is 13 in the definitions.
Is it? Perfect.
A low profile ground mounted sign with at least 1 foot enclosed in solid base, usually brick or stone, meant to serve as the primary identification sign for the purpose of advertising a commercial use. So definitely not what we have here.
Yeah, okay. So a monument sign is anything under 200 square feet frontage, right?
Yes.
Okay.
200 linear feet.
Right, 200 linear feet. That's what it is.
So it's a freestanding sign by definition, number 9. A sign which is not supported by a building, but rather a separate structure consisting of pole or poles that incorporates the design and building material used in construction of and assenting the architectural theme of the building or buildings that the sign will identify.
And that's what I did here, because we have some, you know, it's a steel structure, and it has, we did some canopies, you know, on a couple of doors sitting out front of steel, you know, exposed steel. And so this would match, these pillars are steel, they'd be an I-beam. So we're trying to match that. So, but I'll get, I'll get the frontage. We'll get some more definition. I'm going to send this, because my sign, the sign folks that helped me draw this up, they read through all that. So I'll send this code to them and let them decide if they deal with this all the time. So they'll understand more of what that is. Then I'll get something drawn up and get that resubmitted.
Okay.
Okay.
If you want
the wall sign looks, just in my quick reading, is a pretty pretty broad and might be a pretty easy one to fit within.
Explain that. What do you?
Well, I'm just barely reading through it here, but it's saying you can get up to like a 600 square foot sign. I mean, that's, that's huge.
Yeah.
But I think if we're going to get restricted to a small, low-profile monument sign otherwise, something mounted on the wall of your building's going to be a whole lot more effective than some 2 foot tall or whatever.
That north facing is a good sign, but there will be, because my other phase, though, I will have
going to start blocking
on a north phase that'll somewhat block that. So my idea is trying to get something out on the highway.
Sure, I get it.
You'll find talk in here also about awning signs. Just
okay.
FYI.
Okay. Right on. So I'll get this redrawn up.
Okay. If you want to be on next month's agenda, then this has to be in by the 1st.
Okay.
With these issues. And please copy Eric, of course, and then me, so I can get it to them.
Okay.
And the sooner then I can get it to them so they can do their research and have better formed opinions.
Okay. Yeah, and that's fine. I had no idea kind of where to start with signage, so this helps.
And I didn't have any information to guide you, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Talking about that next month then.
Okay.
Then we have item 4, which is business licenses. And we have Nephi in here.
I was hoping someone else would
step in. My house tonight.
What's that?
You're the reason I had to leave my warm house tonight.
I know. Drag you out of your dinner. Okay, so do I start? Okay. Also, so we're getting close to finishing my building. I just got a storage center up the top above my unit. So that's just to facilitate. It's a climate controlled storage center to facilitate any storage on the main floor or business like that, plus open to the public. So as a climate controlled storage center, I've got, I don't have my original plans. You guys approved my original plans up there. There's 150 some odd units of various sizes up there, up on the upper level. So there's an elevator, like a freight elevator in there, and then some fire stairs. So that's an access from the main floor. So we're getting started. We're trying to get open on March. So trying to see what we need to do to get this business license.
Okay. Anyone have any questions for Nephi on this other than what he's told us?
Is the building occupancy issued yet or
not yet? We're getting close. So we have to run our sewer line. You guys noticed the sewer line is coming up from the trailer park up the opposite highway that they punched underneath. Now I have about 1,500 feet. We're going to start next week doing that.
So you're not going to have to do a septic here?
Yeah, so this will have a sewer. So it's all, I have approval through Twin Creeks. It's all been stamped and engineered, so we're we got it all approved there, and we're starting that.
You're not
a step to phase 2, doesn't it?
What's that?
Because that the sewer. This was the only thing you could do.
Correct, yes. I couldn't have additional toilets, so.
And you're not cutting any of our roads, right?
No.
And Daniel?
They ran a line underneath, and it's a pressurized sewer system, sewer line. So I have a pressurized system that it's like a, I don't know, 2-inch line. I think it's a 2-inch. I don't know.
Probably 2-inch.
So it pumps it, grinds it, and pumps it down the road. So
you don't want to put your mouth over that pipe.
No. And it's interesting. We've done homes like the certain subdivisions. The whole subdivisions are done in a pressurized system.
Really?
And so,
they're good right now.
Yeah. Wow. It's amazing what they're doing with pressure. But yeah, so yeah, the pump's only $20,000. That's it. Yeah.
And when it goes out,
it's another 20.
It's another
day. It's a crappy day.
It's a crappy day. So, They have a dual pump system. Actually, they have a dual pump in there for that reason. So if one goes out, there's another one there. So anyway.
It could be bad. How would you know one went out?
I know. Yeah.
Don't they both go out?
Send you a text.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
So.
I guess my thought, can we, I guess we don't approve it, but we can recommend that once occupancy's done, then council approves the license, or can we do it before he has a, can't approve it before it's got a place to operate, right?
I think you can recommend approving it because until occupancy's just, you can't use the building, but he can still have a business license. So I accept a motion on that if anyone would like to make it.
I'll make a motion that we recommend to the council approval of the storage, secure storage business license application.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, I'll call for the vote.
I guess I'm just,
okay, sorry.
Okay.
Discussion. So I know when we did this one over in Witt's deal, we put it stipulated on them getting whatever we needed them to get done on there before we would approve their business license. I guess I would just like to make it based on that we get occupancies so that then we know we've got everything that we want out of the development before we approve the license.
I think we can add that on to the
otherwise,
motion.
Yeah, otherwise potentially we end up back in that spot where we're at Witt's where we had six
time,
of them running without actually being good with the building. And we don't have a big leverage stick at that point.
But at this point, we're approving a business license, but they have nowhere to call.
To operate.
And so until he has a certificate of occupancy, all of those things have to be done.
Yeah, that didn't stop him from running out of Witt's place for 2 years or whatever without occupancy permits,
they didn't
right?
have business licenses either.
None of those guys had a business license?
No.
So I guess, I would still like not to issue a license until we get an occupancy for where it's at.
In March. So that's when my elevator shows up. And so, something I ordered a year and a half ago. Yeah.
Fine. So. That'll be a big day.
No, it's like, March, come on, please, March. So, yeah, so it's stuff like that.
I'm fine adding a contingency onto my motion. If that makes sense. Or do you think we should wait?
I don't know that it makes sense to wait.
Because obviously I can't operate a business without my occupancy.
Yeah.
People do. People do.
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
I don't want to give him I guess I wouldn't want to give him a license to do it where he's saying where he's going to do it at. Until we know that that's a legal place to be operating a business. I don't know. Not saying that you're going, I'm just trying not to
covering your bases.
Put us into a corner where, I mean, I'm sure, I guess we could yank the business license if it never gets occupancy and we see you're operating, but we don't do a great job of monitoring that extremely well, I'm sure. Once this gets approved, we won't see it.
Byron will show up with a big stick.
We won't look at it again for until you're here in a year to renew is really what will happen in all likelihood.
Is it a yearly renewal then?
Correct. And it's a year from when it's approved, so it still has to go before the town council. So the recommendation goes to the town council, and then the town council approves it, which I believe is the 5th of next month is our next town council meeting.
So what is the state license you have on there anymore?
So this is... That is my entity number for the
the federal
number. Yeah,
federal ID number.
So I think I wasn't sure what you were asking there, so I put that state number I have. So we're registered through the state, and that's what I listed there.
Okay. Well, that's the federal one. There's a different state number.
Oh.
That's a federal tax ID number. At least it sure looks like it.
So is that an employer identification number?
That's what I think. It's the right number of digits, and it sure looks like it.
Okay. I made a note on this application, EIN, because that's what I thought.
Is that what I need on that line?
That's fine. Some of the businesses are required to have a state license also.
Okay.
If you have tending kids or something, or dwarf kids.
Oh, so no, like a contractor license or a plumber license or like the daycare or something like that. Cosmetology, no, it doesn't require, I don't require that, so.
The state, when you did your online registration with the state, they issued you a different number too, though. Whether or not you signed up to be.
I don't know, I asked my wife.
I know.
What number? She goes, oh, here's this, okay, I wrote that one down. So whether that's the right one or not, I am registered with the state.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the question that maybe is more important. So storage units have to be ancillary or nexus to some other business. What is the business? Seems like that ought to be the horse before the cart.
Well, I have, it's a number of businesses are down there, and honestly, they're going to change. They're going to change with where it's leasing out the property. You know, we'll have 5-year leases for that. And so,
But you see my question? A storage is supposed to be attached to a business. And I'm not seeing the business that it's attached to. So, that's another issue I hadn't thought of.
So is this attached to your contracting?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so.
Your office is in the basement, right?
I just, so it's my main floor, the back would be the northwest corner. That's where my office is, so I could just have that as my contracting business, so.
And do you have a Daniel license for that already, or do you need one of those too?
Do I need that? No, I don't have a Daniel's license. I have a state license through there. I believe I have a Wasatch County license where I live in Lake Creek. And so, if I would need, I would need my, because that's where I'm going to put my office. So that's what I would need my contracting license. Can we do that? Do I have to get on another agenda to do that, or can I do that now?
No, you have to get on the next.
You guys just don't fly off the handle willy-nilly, huh?
But that doesn't resolve his question. What does the storage upstairs have to do with your contractor's business?
Well, I'm building this as a storage facility that is now part of my business, that my business is branching out. You know, my contractor business, I can have indoor storage there, and it's part of that. So I'm the owner of NICO Secure Storage. I can have I can do this. I'm the owner of this business. I can have indoor storage there. And so that's what the upstairs is. It's just indoor climate control
storage. But how does NICO Storage, so ancillary to, and what's the other word we?
Nexus
to, means that I am selling plumbing parts, mm-hmm. and I need a place to store my inventory.
Okay, remember though that this was permitted
this was before
changes to the code.
Yeah.
So those don't apply.
Well, it still was ancillary.
I mean, it's
too,
still ancillary, but the nexus to was not part of the code.
Agreed.
Approved.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the
what
old code.
Ancillary mean? I know we've been
those are
this.
Big words for me, so.
Me too, that's why I'm asking. Eric, do you have an answer on?
I just connected to. That's why we only connected, because it was a direct connection.
So it's somehow related to the business.
Yeah.
So the fact that he would have his what? Tell me again, it's a general contractor business?
I'm a general contractor, I run a business.
So that would
so
be
this is also,
in that building.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would probably qualify.
So he probably wouldn't qualify the way
current.
Because it's changed, but it would the way it was when.
Yeah, that's when I brought my plans in, everything that was approved.
Right.
Through that, so that's.
Yeah, and I'm sure this storage will be used when you're contracting.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be owning this, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why they tightened up that wording.
I see.
But you come in under the wire, good job.
Okay, so we'll take that part out of the equation then and focus on the occupancy permit. I feel like that's an issue.
I do, just so that we have a way to kind of put feet to the fire on making sure we get every, all the boxes checked before we give them a town legal right to do business.
I'm fine with doing that if we say that, just recommend to the council that we issue it, you know, this, when the occupancy permit is issued, so that.
Yeah, they can approve it all.
Come back in and.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
No, I think I would like it to be so that we recommend and then council approves it, you know, their meeting on the 5th or whatever, subject to that, so that when he gets occupancy on the 12th, then Kim can stamp you your certificate and away you go.
Okay.
Would be my vision for it.
Without waiting for all these other meetings.
I don't need to go to any more meetings.
Yes.
Well.
Except. We're never going to say that.
Except for now you have to apply for another business permit.
Yeah, and that's fine. I can do another business. I can just do my contractor business based on that.
And that's fine. Just get it into me before the 1st and then it'll be on next month.
So we need to amend our motion.
Yeah.
And are you going to run that? That's going to run out of this facility? Okay, then that's going to be commercial, not a home business.
Okay.
So lots of contractors run it, you know, just their books out of their home. And then it's considered a home business. But if you're running it out of this facility, it's going to be a commercial business. Okay.
And I don't know what your taxes change, or you might know that. Does it change anything?
Go ahead. Tell them about your taxes.
Oh, my gosh.
This is awesome. Oh, sorry. It's not awesome.
It's the best thing ever.
It's a whipping bowl. I think they'll be surprised.
No, so my taxes, I don't know if you're interested, but my taxes on raw ground out there.
Property taxes.
Yeah. Those are paying anywhere from about $1,200 to $1,400 a year for multiple years. And it'd go up and then fluctuate. And then it went to just shy of $18,000 on raw ground, not even my building. Yeah. From it was like $1,250 the year before to $17,800 and something. I can't remember the exact number in 1 year. I
mean, $18,000?
$18,000 on raw ground. That's like 15, I think I did the math, so I can clear fit to 15 times the amount on raw, just the ground.
Did you file an appeal?
Yeah, but they don't, they said, just prove us wrong. Here's our thing. Give us another appraisal that proves this wrong.
What's worth? I've fought several and won.
And with them. So
you can win.
Yeah, I did.
You can win.
I know it's.
I got the four. I had the 4 acres there off of Mill Road and and on the highway there and got it cut in half because they tried to do the same thing.
Yeah, I actually called KSL, that get part guy, and I'm like, this is crap. And they actually came up and talked to me. I'm like, yeah, I'll go on camera. I don't care. This is garbage. I talked to the assessor. Everybody's like points fingers this way and that way. State's making us do it. It's not. It's the old guy that was here before that didn't do his job correctly. And we have to update everything. Yeah. And so, long story. I don't want to get into it. Yeah. Thanks for the
pain. That's before the building. Yeah.
Yeah, that's before the building.
Wait till get ready.
Get ready.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got to get this business going because.
Yeah, the taxes are going to bleed you dry.
Yes, they will. So honestly, if I didn't build the building now, I wouldn't be able to. Because just to have raw ground, pay $18,000 a month or a year on raw ground without any generating any revenue.
Yeah. Well, really the reason I had you bring that up is because we say we don't get any revenue off storage. Uh-huh. And the reality is we do. You improve the law and those taxes go up.
Yeah.
And so by value, we do get something back on these.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, it was just, no, we don't get anything out of them, but we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not a lot.
It's not a lot.
It's not a lot.
But sales tax is
a lot to me.
Well, no, that's because our share of that
is
a teeny little sliver of your, I get it, it's a lot to you.
Yeah.
It's the piece that makes it back to the town is not
and the same with sales tax, though. I mean, it's minimal for what
but it should be lower than if it was in Heber City.
don't understand.
It is taller than the...
I don't understand. So I actually talked to the appraisal guy that did it, and he took his appraisal in Heber, that car dealership on the
airport,
turns off to
Airport Road there.
Yeah, Airport Road. He appraised that ground. I'm like, that has all the utilities in it.
Yep.
Has all the corner property.
Closer to town.
It's right in town. You're in city limits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out in Daniels, and I'm like, I've got to bring in all the utilities to me. I have to pay. And he did the same. He attached that value to my value.
Yeah.
Per square foot, and it just killed me. And so I told that to him, and he's like, oh, that's a good point. You should bring that up in appeal. I'm like, why am I doing your job, you bonehead? Anyway,
yep.
that was great.
You got to fight him every year.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah. So that was not fun.
Yep.
So
it's intimidating. I mean, you go in there, 12 people up there, and there you are.
Yeah.
That's what they told me when I went in, and they said, well, we're here to intimidate you. I said, oh, you got the wrong guy.
Yeah, I don't care who you are.
Was your wife there?
Nope.
Eric, you can be my representation.
Amend your motion.
Okay.
Okay. So with the occupancy permit? Okay.
So the recommendation... to the council, we just need to insert a condition of that the license is not issued until they have their conditional use permit.
Occupancy
permit thing.
Okay.
Can I ask a question before you vote? So does anything hinge on me having my contractor business based out of there or not? Because I was already approved for this before. Doesn't hinge on that, does it?
No, but please get it done. As soon as you can.
That my contractor license through Daniels?
Yes.
Okay.
If you're going to run it out. Yeah.
If that's where you're going to be operating.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I run it mostly out of my house, but I'll be down there too. So.
In other words, you're operating illegally, and
we
frown on that.
Yeah.
It's the easiest $120 you'll spend on your project.
Okay. All right, I understand. I was curious where that hinged or what, if that made a difference or what. So
we're not going to make you get that first, and then come back here and do this again.
Okay.
I'm trying to be reasonable about all this.
Okay.
Okay, is there any more discussion on the motion?
No.
Call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wait, yes. Okay, our next item is a renewal for Tender Touch Massage.
I'm good to go.
Yes.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you get this? Thanks. Oh, sorry.
Have we had any complaints or anything on this one?
No.
Anyone have any questions?
See here.
You never came after your grapes.
I didn't.
This spring.
I got a greenhouse I got to put up. And I'll get them from you. Thanks, Brian.
See you.
Okay. Call for a motion.
A motion we approve the Tender Touch Massage application for approval recommendation to town council.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
No.
Okay, call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wait, yes. Okay, so let's go to the final report.
Except the lighting and grading permit complete.
Which one you want?
For the CMC concrete.
Oh, they've had that prefab cement plant come in. None of the lights were included on that prefab. And so that what they're doing is they're trying to design the lights. They'll work for them. Anything below 20 foot is okay as far as with the 90 degree cutoff, but they actually want to go higher. And then so it was part of their conditional use that was spoken of. And so I'm waiting for their plan to see what they have to have. Because because we want minimum above 20 foot, only what they have to have. And so that's what we're working on.
How does that correlate with the county's lighting ordinance? That's been a hot topic here for a long time.
It is a hot topic. And so that 90 degree cutoff is dark sky compliant. And so you'll see down at the bottom, Trinnell's, we had a complaint. They put up the lights, they turned them on, the shields weren't on them for the 90 degree.
Oof.
Yeah, and it was bright. And so I went out and looked at it, and then I went by two nights later, I tried to call Nephi and again get a hold of him 2 days later, that all the shields were on, so. And you'll see that on the Haroldson property. Everything around it is compliant except for the piece facing the highway. Those don't have the 90 degree shield on. And it's like, that won't work. So, I mean, that's, you're driving up the highway, that's not what you want to see. So
yeah.
We've been sticklers on the 90 degree. I know we've had a couple of residents that didn't like that. You know, we've been sticklers about it. It's just, nobody wants to see the neighbor's lights shining.
Sure.
When you have 5 acres, it's, you know, it's not a big impact, but it does impact, so somebody's closer. But anyway, we really watched those. So unlike on the Haroldson, we denied those light fixtures that he had on that north end in that review, so.
Cool.
Okay.
So the issue we were talking about a minute ago with the the conditional use permit that we need to redo,
mm-hmm.
is that the one that's referred to here that says construction started?
Nope.
Okay.
So you see there's two of them there?
Yep.
Yep.
So he has two properties. This
so
is a second.
Construction started is the one that's already up and they're putting the siding on right now.
Right, and so that BH at the bottom, back of that is a big hollow.
Got mm-hmm. it.
So that property's on big hollow, the other one is on 3,000 south.
And Chip was also saying this way he'll have the siding on that building and people will be able to see what it's going to look like.
They're halfway around with it.
I like the siding. I think it looks nice.
Because this second building is supposed to be just like that, just smaller. So we'll cover that one next month.
We all want one.
We do. Especially the heated floors would be nice this time of year if you're working on your car. But anyway.
Yeah, he'll be glad when we'll let him cut the road so he can get natural gas back there. Because he missed the deadline. So.
Yeah, I have a feeling it was the gas company that missed the deadline because he had it marked long before the deadline.
Yeah.
But oh well.
And then they kept calling in the blue state.
Yeah.
I finally sent them an email. I'm like, are you going to call these in all winter? Because you know you're not getting a permit till spring. They quit calling.
Yeah, then they put flags up again, which I'm sure have been snowplowed out, but
yeah.
Okay. Engineering report, we don't have anyone here, so we'll move to item 7. Has everyone had a chance to look at the minutes?
I only noticed just a couple little things.
Okay.
Let's see, under number 2,
yes.
The last paragraph.
Okay.
There's a couple extra words in there. Commissioner McGee moved to approve. If we take out open the.
Okay, so on the first page?
Yeah, first page,
okay.
Bottom paragraph.
And that could
just cross out the words open the.
Oh, okay.
And then on the next page. This is more of a question. I just want to make sure that we got it right. Under number 4, the last paragraph, before we get to the bold stuff, the last sentence reads, it was also noted that as part of the conditional use permit on the property, the apartment could only be rented to or used by an employee of the facility. I don't know if the word rented made sense. Was that something that we okayed, the word rented versus used by an employee at the facility
or
occupied?
I can change that, but I don't know what they're...
If we said rented, then we need to leave it in. But I just wanted to double check and make sure we did, because I didn't think we had that in.
Mark went back and forth about whether that would be part of the compensation. What he was firm about was that the person who lived there would be on-site security. But that was also when they had two apartments. So kind of one of the apartments was gonna be security, so they might just live there for reduced rent. And the other one would be the business manager. So, do you see?
Well, and this is not the time to decide one way or the other. I just wanted to make sure that this is how we worded it. If we had the word rented in there, then that's okay.
It was just brought up, but we could just say used by if you're more comfortable with that. It was just, we talked about it kind of over and
How about occupied by?
Occupied by?
Comfortable with that.
Okay. We'll do occupied by. And this got brought up again because they went from two apartments to one apartment, but then everybody was surprised how large the one apartment was going to be. 1,500 square feet is pretty big.
Plus room downstairs, too.
Yeah, pretty big.
Yeah.
And I think everybody was surprised at how large it was still going to be. Okay, I'll change that to occupied by.
Okay, is there anything else that anyone noticed? Accept the motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes with those changes we discussed.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it. Byron will second it.
Okay, do we have a second?
Yeah, Byron seconded.
Okay. Call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Warner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Good, yes. Okay. The next item?
Yeah, he needs a turn.
Oh, we need a motion.
I'll motion to...
Motion that we adjourn the meeting?
Second. Everybody seconded.
Yes.
Wild, yes.
Warner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wade, yes. Now the meeting's adjourned.
Okay.
Nice.